This afternoon, we're sitting in a wonderful new space at the New Hartford United Methodist Church. Tell me about it.
I was going to say the reason that I was interested in when the first builder's call went out is because I have a feeling that this fellowship hall was already in the dreams of many people before that date. You know, because it was 1996, from looking at the history, that I realized the first donation was put in. But I imagine the talking about it had been far before then.
Yeah. Ever since we were upstairs.
That's right.
Ever since we moved here, I've thought about this because those steps got long.
Not real accessible.
This building was built, and the building that's behind us was built in the 50s, 1955, 56. And we apparently had a younger congregation at that time, so people weren't so concerned about going upstairs, because at that time, it seems to me they should have done some thinking about having the fellowship hall on the first floor and Sunday school room for those young kids that can run up the steps.
Well, I must
upstairs.
Have been a misfit, because we moved here in 1956, and I wondered, what in the world? And
well,
I wasn't that as near as old as I am now. And
well,
I thought,
have to say
what
that I
was going on?
I don't remember feeling going up the steps was such a bad thing.
You know? You were younger.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, yes. 5 years older. I know what happened. But and I guess that's what really started up, is that everything that we had, everybody had to go up the steps, whether it's I don't care what it is, if we were having a dinner or if we were having a
wedding
or anything, everybody had to go up the steps. Mm-hmm. And not that the fellowship hall up there was that bad at that time. I can remember we actually had some plays up there because there was a stage and things of that sort.
Yeah, we did.
And we had pretty good group of people coming to that. But I'd say the last 20 years at least, for sure, people were complaining.
More hesitant to go up.
And rightfully so.
Yes, yeah. And, it was just...
So we started having one room, Sunday school room, for the group that couldn't go upstairs. But then they missed out on all the fellowship. Right.
Sure they did.
So the accessibility was a major concern.
Yes. Major.
And somebody had to bring all that food down and brought everything back up.
This is a much more pleasant atmosphere here, even if the other one was fairly decent at that one time. And it's bigger. And we have a nicer kitchen. There's everything here to say that it's nicer.
Oh, way nicer.
And I believe everybody, I don't think there's a person in our congregation in this town who's ever been here has said anything negative about
what they've done. No, I don't either.
They've had praise, all sorts of praise for it.
I think they're all very appreciative of that.
I do too.
Including people that are not in our church.
Yeah. Yeah.
People that come here and maybe can use it for
Yeah. So you've made an investment in the life of your congregation and in the life of the New Hartford community.
And that was part of the reason we wanted to do
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Because our community has one small community building, but not appropriate for weddings and things of that sort. And we thought this would include the whole community.
It was neat. Well, you think about how many funerals and weddings I've done just since I've been here, since 08.
Yeah.
And that a lot of those people see this as their church, even though they are not members, because it's a community
church.
Community church.
Yeah. And now that we've got this way, we've got it set up with the screen. We have plans, or Diane has plans, I think, more than anybody, to have events here that would be movies, things of that sort.
Movie night. And
young people come here and be here instead of on the streets or wherever else they could be. We don't have a lot of areas here in New Hartford for young people to be.
No.
And this is just a wonderful, safe atmosphere to have those kind of events. Looking forward to seeing that happen.
Oh, yeah. We actually have our first family movie night set for November 9th.
November 9th.
On Saturday. And we also have our first afternoon games and fellowship set for next Wednesday afternoon. So, all for the community.
I think those are all great things.
What you see here, you would think this was the original idea, but there's quite a history of all different kinds of false steps. You know, we'd start thinking this way and get shot down, and including an elevator up to the old fellowship hall. Mm-hmm. And of course, the cost elements there for what you get discouraged us there. So there were a lot of times where we'd get all excited and we'd start talking about what we could do, and it would just sort of stop. We couldn't go any further.
Not enough support.
And then once we finally got the idea here, and then it took off.
So what was it that got you over the hurdle from false starts to moving ahead?
Well, one of them was Maureen.
Yeah.
she was talking about how much better it was to have something on the ground level instead of upstairs. And then Maureen has her lot. She lives just to the west of us, and she made a nice donation of land that made that part.
Possible.
And I think that was
even
very
possible.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been possible without that.
I think over the years, you know, I think it's how people looked at it too, because I think for so many years, a good many people that were younger looked at it as a want, not a need.
Yes.
As you get older, and all at once their parents are having trouble going upstairs, mm-hmm. or they're having trouble going upstairs, mm-hmm. then it switches from being a want to a need. Yeah. All in God's time, I guess.
Nine years ago, I had the Christmas play upstairs. And at that time, I talked to people and I said, who do you think would have trouble coming up the steps? And there was one family that they told me, one couple. And I called them, and I said, we are possibly going to have it up there. And they said, oh, please do. We need to be out of town. And so at 9 years ago, 9 years ago, there was only one family in the church that really had a major problem getting upstairs. Mm-hmm. And so then we did a couple but upstairs. But then it got to the point where more people were having problems getting upstairs, and I think that's when it tipped the scale.
And maybe more just the idea that there's more talk through the whole country about handicap accessibility,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And yeah. Look out for these people that can't get in the buildings and can't go upstairs. And
I think it's just amazing and wonderful that in all those years, carrying all that food and everything up and downstairs, we didn't ever have a bad accident.
Yeah.
Just a gift from
right.
God.
And that's an important point, too, Maureen, is it's not just walking up downstairs, it's carrying
Oh, because I always had stuff in my oven next door, you know, when we had a dinner. And here I'd be walking up with that roaster, you know, that
sure.
hot roaster, and I'd think, please don't let me fall with this. But we never did.
Yeah.
We just did it. So.
Yeah. Now, Betsy, you were talking about late 1990s that this kind of had its origins or in the hopes and dreams.
Well, it goes along with Maureen donating the land that one of the families, and Steve can tell you far more about this, because I only showed
yes.
up here 5 years ago with mm-hmm. the new storms and occurring.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, Steve's family were the ones that made it possible for us to even think about it. Yeah.
They made a sizable donation back in 96, I believe, 95, somewhere in that neighborhood. So that was sitting in the bank. So that made us a little bit nervous. Now, how can we get put that to good use? So even after that, it took took until later.
And at the time they gave that money, Steve, that was a lot more money in what it would buy than it is now.
Right. So let's fast forward over 13, 14, 15, 16, 18 years. And we're sitting in this wonderful new space. And you can walk in off the sidewalk and step over the saddle in the door, and you're here. And there are comfortable chairs and conversationally spaced tables and the media equipment that is built in. What's been the impact on a New Hartford congregation? What's the buzz that got generated as...
I'd like to say something about where I think it turned. We were having a building committee meeting, and Steve happened to show up. You know, they're...
My son.
Yeah.
Our son.
And I think he caught the vision. And I can remember him and Minard going upstairs, and... they were, well, how long is this and everything? And Steve says, well, I think we can do this. And Minard said, well, if we can go out 35 feet, we can go out 38 and make it a decent size one. And I that was the tip of the scale, is that Minard was always for it, but he was afraid it would be a hardship on the members. And I think when Steve caught that little bit, that I think Minard said, you know, caught a little more of it. And that to me was the tipping point, that conversation. And Minard says, if we're gonna make it, we're gonna make it big enough. We're gonna make it to where it, and
find those 3 feet.
Yes.
That showed up all the way along in the conversations that the building committee had, was if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. If we're going to do it, we're going to put the money into it where it should be. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
It's not going to be super huge and something that you can't use, but something very usable and
usable.
User-friendly.
Yes.
Practical.
Yeah. Usable, but top grade.
Yeah.
And
we
also... it's 160.
And
so
when we had our meetings, we also said... we want it to be very nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, not a half-done job.
No.
We want it to be really nice.
Yeah. One we could be so proud of.
When we had the charge conference to vote whether to do this or not, and Pastor Betsy said, well, should we do it downstairs? And I said, no, we need to do it upstairs so they have to walk up those stairs one last time to realize why we want to do this.
Yeah.
And good thinking. We did.
Strategy sounds
that's
like.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like a snowballing thing.
But then
I was for it, but I wasn't. I knew the cost is just, you know,
for
a small congregation in a small town. How are we going to get all this money together? This person here caused most of the problems for that.
Miss Bass over here. Yes.
You talk about being pushing. She was doing it from the get-go, which is fine. At the time, I strangled her. I thought, yeah, I'd slow it down, you know. But everything worked fine. I mean, there's things that happen. Monty talks about when we had our original thoughts about what we were going to do, then we thought we'd just leave a bare floor. We put a bare floor down when we had money to do it. This person here didn't want to do it that way. She says, we're going to do it with a floor. It's going to be done like this. I had windows that I had replaced at my house that were a little bigger than these three windows right here. And I thought we could use them. So when we got to the point we were going to use them, I couldn't. They weren't as good
as
I thought they were. So these windows are 1 foot shorter than the windows we have in our house. And I was at fault for I talked to the parking plumber, let's have these windows. I love them.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves it.
I thought we should have an entryway out here, because the original was just the building.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So if there's costs that were incurred, I guess my family, myself and my wife,
part of the blame.
Are part of the blame. We're very happy with the results.
Blessing.
We really are happy with the results.
Yeah. Originally, we had small windows up by the ceiling. Mm-hmm.
That's what the architect
and
had.
I just did not want those.
No,
it's so more pleasant when you can look out the window and you can close the shades if you want.
Sounds like there was a lot of input along the way.
We had a lot of building committee. Yes. First, the thing that had to happen, we talked to Harkin Lumber Company. And the man over there, Randy Harkin's one of the owners in there at Appleton, Iowa. And they're very, very helpful. They've been helpful all the way.
Randy said
that a building of your size, I think that you have to have an architect build it. I mean, design the plans. So he recommended a guy at Mason City, am I right?
Yeah, we won't name him.
No.
Because we don't want to boost
his. We wouldn't recommend him. But nevertheless, that's what happened. It's pretty expensive to get an architect. Excuse me. I knew it would be, but I didn't think it was going to be quite that much.
You know, but you had to do it.
But we had to do it. And Diane knows, or the rest of the building committee knows, is that the architect made some mistakes, which we paid for indirectly. One way or the other. But we had, during the building committees, we haven't had meetings very regularly right now, probably once a month maybe. But we were meeting about every week.
We were meeting every Wednesday.
Different decisions.
In the
seeing where we are financially. Because we undertook this with the idea we're hoping we'd have one-third of the money in hand. One-third in pledges, and then one-third we'd have to borrow. That's what our thoughts would be on this whole thing.
I have to say...
Yeah, my thought.
I have to say, if there's one person that really got this going, that's who it
was.
Right there. It would never have happened.
It was your behind it.
Subject of architect came up, and that was a very large step to cross. Until then, it was talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But after we did that,
then we.
And you were committed.
This is real.
Because you invested that money.
Yeah.
And okay, well,
it took more than
we thought.
All we got was a few drawings.
Yeah. We don't have any money left.
Well, now, so. You've been on a long journey, and you've gone in great strides, and some were smaller steps, and maybe some were backward steps. But nevertheless, we're in a lovely facility as having this lunchtime conversation today. There are other United Methodist churches across the state of Iowa who may now be in the spot where you were a dozen or so years ago. What kind of advice, suggestion, encouragement might you give to other congregations or emerging faith communities based on the experience you've had here? And I don't mean just in the narrow sense of a particular design project general contractor, but in the sense of in here that leads to here.
Well, in the Parkersburg Methodist Church, I went through about the same kind of process that we did. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
You mean following the tornado when we had to get everything back together again?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's some little churches that have little specks of dreams. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them based on what you've lived through to take the dream in that journey to reality?
One of the things that Diane and I think Dolores, and maybe it wasn't Dolores, but I think you were involved with it, and Bev Moss, who isn't here today, they did a little skit in church one Sunday talking about needs. I need room for the food bank, is what Bev was talking about, and I need this for that. Wouldn't it be great if we did this? It was really fun to listen to. And I think those kind of things
sparked the congregation.
I think it helped to make it a possibility, I guess, if that's the word to use.
What ifs?
I could never, in my mind, believe what we have here. Honestly, I mean, you know, when they start digging out here and we had a groundbreaking ceremony, and you still keep thinking, is this really real? Are we really doing this?
And I'm sure Minard was thinking, is this ever going to get paid for?
And that's exactly what's going through my mind.
Yeah.
I really was. It really was. I talked to you about that myself.
Absolutely.
Because I figured, you know, so many people in our church, how many dollars. We have had so many people who I did not expect to help so much with our church donate money. I'm sure that they, I like to say this, are life savings practically.
Well,
some of these people.
Of them, it wasn't easy to donate.
It could not be.
But they did.
But they did. And we'd have our meetings, and Steve and I got together, and Steve did the whole thing as far as keeping track of the finances. Mm-hmm. But he and I sat up together and worked together at the computer trying to figure out. We had a pool of money that we started with, which we did not have real, we didn't know who they all came from. So that took a while to kind of, because we wanted to have everybody get what they, you know what they got or what they gave the
recognized.
Money.
Recognized. Yeah.
And so then Steve come to every meeting and he had this, I can't even think of the categories.
Spreadsheet
that had pledges paid, pledges not paid, cash, and then keep that all together into one thing and paying the bills. And it all worked out. Of course, we had to borrow money at the end. That's, we kind of knew that it was going to happen, that we wouldn't have all the money. Or we didn't know it was going to happen, but I think we had originally figured $300,000 or right about that. And then and the windows cost more money, and this addition out here costs more money. There's expenses that were incurred as we went along. Then, of course, there's tables and chairs, which at one time we thought first we could just use our tables and chairs from the old facility, and which we could have. We could have done that, but Diane didn't think we could. I know.
Yeah, this is nice.
It is nice. It's wonderful.
But then Diane,
we just had
just
our 55th wedding anniversary here about 2 months ago. And we enjoyed it. It was wonderful. Yeah. It's so wonderful we could have it here.
Yes. We had a little over 200 people.
With a group of people that came, right, or at least a major part of them, I can't imagine them going up those steps to any kind of home.
And did you notice when you have children here, the magnetism towards that room there?
Oh, yeah.
The toys come out. And
Yeah.
It's zipping around on the floor.
There's things that were done as we went along.
Oh, yes.
They weren't cheap, most of them.
All the remodeling.
I know my wife wanted to have sliding doors so that you wouldn't have a door that would...
The pocket doors.
Yeah.
The kitchen. They're wonderful.
Sure, we got doors to divide our facility from the major church. Everything has been... I don't know what I want to have different in here.
No.
I mean, even if I was just dreaming of, this.
Well, we had to, the first thing we had to do was move the pastor because that's where the new bathroom was.
I donated it. I did. Yeah. I said, all okay.
So
we
had major renovation as we did the major construction.
Yeah, that's really true.
Oh, man, we had to have a place for the Sunday school because we were taking the room down here that the Sunday school was in. So, there was a lot of stuff that we had to do, remodel as we were building.
Trying to
this.
Stay ahead of the builders.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned the bathrooms. How nice is it to have them?
Oh, just wonderful.
I'll show you our old bathroom. We have one bathroom.
Now, I don't generally take a bathroom tour when I go places, but I visited this facility in confessional moment, and it is wonderful.
Yeah.
And we
had two bathrooms.
I don't know if you can say a bathroom is welcoming, but it was. You talked about accessibility a while ago, and it is every bit of that.
Oh, it's just
and very accommodating and so forth.
It's
and welcoming.
Exactly.
Yes. Welcoming.
Let's kind of go ahead.
I was going to say you can't understate the concern that we had for financing.
Yeah.
It was a big unknown. Mm-hmm. We didn't know just how much money we would be able to count on. One of the things I would recommend if anybody else is considering an addition would be to, and this was right when we did our charge conference, to vote on whether to proceed, we right after that, we had a straw vote, or not a straw vote, but we had an anonymous survey. How much money would you be able to put toward this? And the results of that survey were very uplifting.
Oh, yeah.
We saw a level of giving that said, this is doable.
Yeah.
So that, for me, that was an important.
So the dream was possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing, too, I know when we figured on what the cost that we thought we were aiming for, we took that and I divided it among the families and came up with that amount. And so I could get up there, and that was when we were getting ready to vote, and say, do you realize that each family only has to pay, and we understand that not everybody can pay this, and some people can pay more, but even for me as a single person, this is doable.
Right.
And I think people thought, wow, yeah. And we got quite a few pledges then that were that amount, didn't we? That was like, oh, well, I'm paying my share. Well, and so then when we got ready to do tables and chairs, then I just went ahead and made a sheet and listed all the tables and all the chairs and the appliances that hadn't been paid for yet, and passed them around in church, and people adopted all of those things.
Maybe they could give one chair.
I probably realized that we had a separate, and still have a separate checking account for the building fund only. And fortunately, and we always kind of laughed about it because we had a little money in the bank and we get interest every month. It was not only a checking account, it was checking with interest. And that amounted to a little money.
Yeah.
As when we'd have more money in the bank.
A little bit helps.
Yeah. We did have one. The person that does our electrical work, or did our electric work, has a habit of not sending his bill in for a long time. And we were all planning on that. That was great. Because we'd have a little money, more money come in before that bill would come in. Well, who was it that, how was it that?
It was Harkins.
Harkins.
Was our general contractor. And they were phenomenal. I mean,
yes, they
couldn't
were.
Have asked for better.
No.
But he wanted to get it all done. Everything else had been paid except for them, and which, like Meinert said, we weren't worried about that bill. We were kind of thinking, okay, we'll wait a few months. And next thing I know, Harkin calls me and says, okay, just so you know, we're all good. I told him they had to have the bill in tomorrow. And I thought, shoot. we left him out of the loop.
So we had to scramble a little bit for that. We were fortunate to borrow money and be able to pay all our bills.
Well, let's draw this to a close.
Yes.
And I appreciate your generosity of your time at this lunch hour.
Say one thing?
You can say two things.
Okay. I am one that have never pledged before, and I said I was going to give the $3,000. Now, being single and widowed and everything, that's a lot of money. And I tell you, I just felt terrible when I could not get it paid in that time. And I would keep asking, Steve, how much do I owe yet? But I knew that if I pledged that to God, I had to pay it. And, they said, oh, you don't need to pay it. But a pledge to God is very important, and I did get it paid.
Incidentally, talking about pledges, I think our pledges all, I think, are pretty much all paid except maybe one or mm-hmm. And they may be paid soon, who knows. But I think the original, you're talking about how we did there, did it, this, Diane, Steve, I don't know who did this, but we gave them the option on their pledging to do it immediately if they wanted to do it, or a year from now. Or was it 2 years also?
Six months, I think.
Six months and then...
Well, I think we...
Year and a half.
I think it was more like a year and a half.
Okay.
Because we decided we didn't want to stretch it out too far.
Yeah. So they had a year and a half when you started asking for pledges that they could pay it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just amazing. You know, of course, probably the bulk of them, probably 80% of our pledges came in within a month or two, I would say, thereabouts, maybe 3 months.
Yeah.
And I also would say that of the money brought in, not even half of it was pledged.
That's true, too. That's also very true.
Yeah. Because and there's a lot of people that don't like to pledge.
Remember, there were 8 of us at a meeting and years ago, and we were trying to decide what to do to renovate our old parsonage. And we decided that it was a lost cause and that we should just build a new parsonage. And we said, can we 8 people make the decision that we're going to build a new parsonage? And we decided, yes, we could. And we did, and it was exactly the same as with this addition. The money just came in, and there was no... our church is amazing.
Yeah.
Our church is just amazing.
And during this time, we also collected enough to dig a well in Africa. Mm-hmm. We did. We dug
as well as many, many other.
Oh yeah, that
our missions just, never.
Slowed. Oh, our missions never
slowed.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Altered. No.
That's wonderful.
No.
Well, thank you all for your time.
We're blessed.
Thank you.
Yes, we're blessed. We are.